You're listening to Everlasting Fruit with B. Charles. The purpose of this podcast is to encourage you to seek God daily. It's about learning to be intentional in our walk with the Lord by remaining rooted in Christ. It's about reading to know and love God's Word. It's about producing fruit that brings glory to God. It's a journey of growth and everlasting fruitfulness. Join me weekly so that together we can draw encouragement from the Word of God. I pray that the Lord will use this podcast to move you to seek Him daily for every day and for every area of your lives. Let's get into it. Thanks for tuning into Everlasting Fruit once again. If you're here, then you are interested in finding out why reading the Bible is important. So let's get into it. So anyway, what's the big deal about reading the Bible? Number one, for starters, we read the Bible because it is God's word. We covered this in the last episode, but I will touch on it because it is an important point. If you are a Christian, the Bible is God's word, period. In 2 Timothy 3 verses 16, it states, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Scripture is used to teach people about God. If you want to know more of God, read your Bible. Scripture is used to expose sin, and that is reproof or rebuke. After exposing the sin, there needs to be correction for the sin. We can't just go around, you know, pointing out sin in people's life without offering correction. Scripture not only corrects about sin, it corrects us of our understanding of who God is. Trust me, if you haven't been reading your Bible, start now. Because whether you like it or not, your understanding of God is based on someone else's understanding. If you don't read your Bible and you're born again, your knowledge is based on someone's Bible study, someone's published devotionals, someone's books, or someone's podcast even. All of these are great helps, but they should not take away from your personal seeking of the Lord through His Word. You develop that personal relationship with God because you take the time to intentionally know Him. And of course, reading the Word also trains us in righteousness so that we may live in obedience to God. Because girl, what are you obeying if you don't read what you should obey? No, seriously, what are you obeying? Anyway, I have a story of a time, a long time ago, not now, very, very long time ago. I was once invited to a church and the pastor wanted to wash my hands in salted water in order to attract blessings to me. It wasn't just me, actually. It was the whole congregation. It was like a conference that he was doing. I don't remember what specifically he taught about, but I just remember it was something to do with, you know, receiving blessings from the Lord. And he went out stating that the whole church should wash their hands and feet in salted water. And so bowls of salted water were brought out to, you know, everybody so that they can wash their hands and feet in him. I was like, hell to the no. Salt where? Even if we are the salt of the earth, I don't think that's what the verse means, okay? But I watched tons of people roll up their sleeves to wash their hands and feet in salted water because they believed that doing so would really make God bless them. And we have seen people eat grass. We've seen pastors punch people, all in the name of doing righteousness or, you know, healing, gaining things from the Lord. And on New Year's this year, there was even a video of male pastors bathing young ladies, as in giving them a literal bath into the new year. If you do not read your Bible, you will believe any teaching. You'll be asked to do a lot of things in the name of God that are not biblical. Read your Bible because there are dangerous doctrines out there. Anyway, let's get to number two. Ephesians 4 verses 14, Paul instructed that so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. See that? We shouldn't be carried away. We must mature in Christ. We must grow in our knowledge of Him. We must grow in our search for Him. We must grow in our understanding, in our obedience, our reverence of Him. The Bible helps you grow up. It helps you grow up in many more aspects as well. Reading your Bible helps you to mature in your relationship with God, and that ends up trickling down into other areas of your life as well. But after 10 years as a Christian, you need to grow. You can't be tossed about by every strange doctrine or teaching that comes around. You need to be firm. You need to be grounded. That is why reading the Bible is important, because it grounds us in God. It gives us the ammunition we need to stand firm when the waves of this world want to topple us over. People can't remain as children forever. We all need to mature in Christ. When growth doesn't happen, then we know there is evidence of some developmental issues that need to be addressed. So when it comes to deepening our relationship with God, the basic is that we must read our Bible and pray every day. And we remember this from Sunday school. Read your Bible and pray every day so that you may grow, grow, grow. Reading your Bible informs your prayers, because at that point, you're praying the will of God. I don't know about you, but I can tell the difference when someone prays and they read their Bible. Because when they're praying, there is a significant difference. Prayer from someone who reads the Bible sounds like humility, sounds like trust, sounds like the word of God. You can literally hear His word in their prayers. You can hear them asking and seeking, but yet yielding to His will. You can hear all of that because the word of God is our prayer. Anyway, let's go to point number three. In Psalms 119, verses 9 to 11, the psalmist highlighted this regarding how to stay pure and keep away from sin. That we keep our hearts pure by guarding it according to God's word. We keep His word and commands by knowing what they are, which is by reading them and studying them. We stay away from sin by storing His word in our hearts. So how will you know what is right if you don't read the word? How will you stay away from sin when you don't know what sin is? And sin is not what we think is bad. It is what God says sin is. And to know this, we go to the Bible, because God is our standard as Christians. The Bible remains relevant even till this date. The Word of God was a guide for the Israelites back then. And till this day, we can trust the Word of God to light up our path, in that we can learn which path to take based on the Word of God. But we can't just leave the Bible on the shelves in our libraries or even just on our phones as an app to act as proof that we are Christians. We must engage with the Word of God so that the Holy Spirit can do the work in our lives that He needs to do. Point number four, Hebrews 4 verses 12, it states, the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. If we keep neglecting the word of God, then we will continue to follow the patterns of this world. But when we read the word, it is so alive that God deals with a condition of our hearts. He pierces through our soul so that He can get to the core of who we are and transform us from within, so that out of the abundance of our hearts, the mouth can speak. If we're full of God's word and His truth, then we can speak His word and truth to others. God confronts us. He rebukes us. He corrects us. He guides us. He teaches us. He loves on us. And we experience this when we read his word. God searches the intentions of our hearts. He looks at our motives. But because of his love, through the working of the Holy Spirit, he renews our mind and transforms us into the likeness of Jesus. He renews and transforms us into the likeness of Jesus. And point number 5, God's word builds our faith. In Romans 10, verses 17, it notes that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Where is the word of Christ? In the Bible. I stated last week that if you want to hear from God, open your Bible and start reading it out loud. Reading the word of God grows our faith because God reveals his truth as we meditate on his word daily. As Christian women, we should go to the word to build our faith. Because we spend our time reading or watching motivational speeches about how to develop self, how to expand self, how to take care of ourself, how to love self, how to become more selfish. But ladies, Christ became sin and died for us in order to save us from ourselves. If you're at a church that promotes selfishness, then your pastor is not reading the word. Because to be a disciple of Jesus, you must deny self. The world tells us that finding our authentic, the world tells us that finding our authentic selves liberates us. Yet we don't know our authentic selves because we didn't create ourselves. So to know, we must find Christ. We must believe and repent and live for him, not for self. To know who we are, we must return to our Maker and surrender whom we think we are so that he can reveal his purpose for our lives. So read your Bible so that your faith may grow, because this pleases God, and so that you may find your purpose in Christ. Reading the Bible is very important. Let's go to number 6. We read the Bible because it is full of God's word. In Proverbs 1 verses 7, it tells us that not only is it full of God's word, it is full of God's wisdom. We learn that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. We learn to give God the glory, to give him honor and value due to him from his word. When it comes to our walk with God, ignorance is not bliss at all. For a person like me, ignorance is never blissful, ever, because I like to know. Just give me the truth. And I know the work of truth is painful, because to be transformed from what you are naturally inclined to cannot be an easy ordeal. But let me have the truth so that I can stop being a fool. So why is the fear of the Lord the beginning of wisdom? Because the knowledge of God is the foundation of wisdom itself. Last week, we touched on the fact that knowing God helps you to know yourself, but it translates into the understanding of all aspects of life. If you know the one who knows all things, why won't you have knowledge? Why won't your understanding be expanded? Why won't you have insight? Why won't you be wise? So let's not be foolish, because fools despise wisdom and knowledge, because they may know a matter. They may understand it, but they don't apply it. So to be wise is to know, to understand, and then apply what you understand and what you know. That is why we don't just stop at reading the Bible. We need to study and reflect on what we're reading and let it sink in, so that we can put it to action. Reading the Bible will grant us the success we need in living this life we were given. Our life is a gift, and we were created to give God glory. because our best life is found in our Creator. The Bible is a living word of God. Reading and studying it will transform your life, deepen your relationship with God, and equip you to serve Him and to serve others. We were created to fulfill God's purposes on this earth. You were created for His pleasure. He took pleasure in you being born. So take pleasure in His word. Study it to understand, to know, so that you can apply it and live righteously according to the will of God. Anyway, there are many more points that, you know, that are important about reading the word, because we get encouragement. We get insight. We learn to think critically, even as Christians, right? Because we don't just believe blindly, but we know because the word of God is truth. We know that God is alive and He's active in our lives. We know that He is true. So read your word so that you may know God for who He truly is. Anyway, we've reached the end of this episode. And I just want to leave you with this quote from J.C. Ryle. He wrote, "The health of a man's soul may be known by his treatment of the Bible." So your soul depends on the treatment of the Word of God. My prayer is that you will commit to a plan of reading the Bible daily to learn more of who God is, for you to know His truth, to defend His truth, to teach, to correct, and train others in the way of righteousness. And remember, the Word of God is life. So go get your life, ladies. Please don't forget to subscribe, leave a rating and review. I look forward to reading all of them. And don't forget to share the encouragement with your friends and family. Also, make sure to connect with me on Instagram at Everlasting Fruit Podcast, or you could shoot me an email at everlasting.fruit8@gmail.com. That's everlasting.fruit8@gmail.com. Until the next time, God bless.